Frederick Buechner was taking a train ride one day and happened to look up at a sign in the train. It was an advertisement, an ordinary advertisement of the day, but it had a lasting impression upon him. Listen to his words as he describes the experience. He says, "It was a cigarette ad, and I forget what was in it exactly, but there was a pretty girl in it and a good-looking boy, and they were sitting together somewhere by a mountain stream, maybe, or a lake with a blue sky overhead, green trees. It was a crisp, sunlit scene full of beauty, of youth, full of life, more than anything else. And thus, as different as it could be, have been from the drabness I'd been looking at through the train window." And then down in the lower left-hand corner of the picture, in letters large enough to read where I was sitting, was the Surgeon General's familiar warning about how cigarette smoking can be hazardous to your health. Or whatever the words are that they use for saying that cigarette smoking can cause lung cancer and kill you dead as a doornail. It wasn't that I hadn't seen such ads thousands of times before and boggled at the macabre irony of them. These pretty pictures, that fatal message. But for some reason, I was so stunned by this one that I haven't forgotten it. "Buy this and it will kill you," the ad said. "Choose out of all that is loveliest and greenest and most innocent in the world that which can make you sick before your time and bring your world to an end. Live so you will die." Those are powerful words. Live so you will die. I think much of this world, much that is in this world, should be labeled with that warning. Drink as much as you want. Go for the gusto. Party hardy. There should be a warning label on every bottle of alcohol, every bottle of beer. You may become an alcoholic if you drink and drink and drink. You may lose your job. Your marriage may die because of your addiction. Your children may turn against you. You may lose your friends. You may kill someone while driving under the influence. Live it up with booze, and you may die. Live it up. Get high. Feel the buzz of drugs or pills. Feel better than you ever have in your life with drugs. The warning is that it can kill you. Just ask my sister, who lost her daughter at a very young age to drug addiction. Have as much sex as you want. They tell you it's a victimless crime. If it feels good, just do it. But ask the young girl sold into prostitution or forced into human trafficking if this is a good thing. Don't focus on all the hazards of sex outside of marriage, like venereal diseases and AIDS. Don't focus on all the broken marriages it causes or all the perverted sexual practices that unbridled lust promotes. Live it up sexually and you may die of AIDS. And surely your relationships will slowly die. On I could go. I believe that if you take almost anything this world has to offer, and if you see how long-term it will affect you or could affect you, and slowly destroy your life. Money, power, food, fame. We could name almost any of the pleasures of this world and the things that we value so highly. They never fully satisfy, and they can harm us and even kill us before our time. Live so you will die. That's the siren song of the pleasures of this world. Jesus gives us a radically different message. Die so you will live. In our scripture this morning, Jesus is sending out His 12 disciples to preach the good news, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, and drive out demons. And Jesus gave His disciples the authority and the power to do those things. To do those amazing things for the kingdom of God. To do what Jesus Himself had been doing. But He also warns them. When you do these things, you will be persecuted. You will face trouble. The authorities will oppose you. Your families may turn against you. Jesus warns them that all men will hate them because of Jesus. And so He encourages them to stay faithful, to stay strong in their faith, committed to the work of the kingdom of God. And let me read for you again these words from verses 37 through 39. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Those are hard words, aren't they? We must love Jesus more than our fathers or mothers, more than our sons or daughters. We must be willing to pick up our cross and follow our Lord. And make no mistake about it, the cross that we pick up means death. The cross is death. Jesus is telling us that we need to die in order to follow Him. And then He says, whoever finds his life in this world loses it. Whoever loses his life for Jesus will find it. Our Lord is asking us to die to our old way of life and to be born to a new way of life. Instead of trying to find our lives through the pleasures and the values of this world, we must lose our lives in Jesus. This is the paradox. Find your life in this world and you will lose it. Lose your life in this world and you will find it. Live in this world and you will die. Die to this world and you will live in Jesus Christ. Listen to Paul explain this mystery in Romans 6, 1 through 4. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death. In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. The mystery of the Christian life. We are so connected with Jesus that through our baptism, when we place our faith totally in Jesus, in our baptism we die to ourselves. We are buried just as Jesus was buried. And we are raised to new life by the power of God the Father. Dying and being raised to new life. The death and resurrection of Jesus must become our death and resurrection. We die to sin, to our old way of life. We are raised to new life in Jesus Christ. And Paul finishes this by saying in Romans 6:11, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Jesus asks us to lose our life in Him. And then we will be given new and glorious life through the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. Now, this is bad news for a lot of people. It's the kind of news that we don't want to hear. If we are comfortable, if we are set in our ways, why would we want to lose our life? If we have money, if we have a good job, if we have a nice home, a loving family, why would we want to give all of that up? If we had lost our life in Jesus, He might call us to a life of trouble and trial, persecution. Christians around the world are suffering more persecution today than ever before in all of history. Their very lives are in peril. But this is where we need to trust in Jesus. Whatever the cost of discipleship, we need to trust that it will be worth it. This life is but a nanosecond in the vast expanse of eternity. And we were created for eternity. We were created to be with God forever and ever. That's His design and purpose for each of us. And so the trials we go through in this life, even if it's 90 or 100 years of living, the Bible tells us they are light and momentary troubles compared to the vast expanse of time. So isn't it worth it to experience some troubles now in order to earn an eternity of glory? Isn't the cost worth the reward of being with God throughout the rest of time in paradise? So the glories that God offers us beyond the grave are worth the cost of discipleship. But the blessings we experience here and now in the Lord also make it worthwhile. Jesus promises us an abundant life here and now. An abundant life full of more blessings than we can imagine possible. So in spite of the trials and the troubles and the persecutions we might face, we have all the spiritual blessings of God filling us daily. So let's not be afraid to lose our life in this world. For our Lord promises us that when we lose our life in Him, for Him, that's when we will truly find life in all of its abundance and for the rest of time. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, You have given us such a difficult road to walk. A road that involves persecution. People may think that we are fools for following Jesus. They may think we are fanatics. They may mock us. They may spurn us. We may lose our jobs if we are faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. We may face even the loss of life because we are followers of Jesus. Lord, help us to trust that the rewards are worth the cost. Whatever the cost may be, that the rewards far outweigh the cost of discipleship. Help us to trust that you will bless us beyond our dreams if we are faithful followers of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.